And good morning, and once again, welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7. Greg Montan with you here, as always, talking to some folks around the community about events happening for you to take part in, for you to know about, and for you to enjoy. And again, you know, the Double Dip episode today, we're going to have two different events we're talking about, one this weekend and one next weekend. But the one next weekend, give it a little time to still take part in that one yet. But up first, we're going to be discussing with a good friend of ours that has been in charge of this event for a couple of years now, and that is Catherine Conjure. And Catherine, good morning to you.
Hey, how are you, Craig?
Just fine today. And thanks for coming in and talking with us today and taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are super busy at this point of the year.
We are. We're getting ready to go.
That's it. And that is the Mayfest Serenade. Excuse me. And it's coming up this Sunday. And for folks, see, we always get new people in town who don't know how things happen here. Let's talk about, what is the Mayfest Serenade?
The Mayfest Serenade is our... pretty much it's the official kickoff to our Mayfest celebration in the spring. It's where we name the king and queen of the junior and senior courts, and we find out what their themes are going to be. And it's also the day that everything gets rolling with our registration online, and all the volunteers start working towards that costuming and court set design and the like.
And the glitter starts coming out.
And the glitter.
They always talk to the kids, it's always the glitter.
Yes.
and so we have it this coming up weekend, and Mayfest isn't until, well, May. I mean, why such a big,
Mayfest involves hundreds of our local youth, and to get this great project underway, we just need these 4 months here to get those cute costumes going, to get those moms and parents and fathers in there to help us with the court and set designs, to work on all the floats, to really perfect all the dances starting in March with what the different children all those ages are going to be doing. We just need those 4 months to get it all underway so that it culminates to that great night, or those two great nights in May.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it is a fun-filled weekend that you guys have more than just coronations. There's music, and then there's the run, and then a lot of other good stuff that, you know, we'll talk about that a little bit closer too, but it's not just the coronations. There's a lot more involved in it.
Really, it's kind of, if you look at it, it's our big thing is our May festival down there at Fireman's Park. So all of those volunteers are working towards that goal. We have the great parade on Saturday morning, and then we also have then the two coronations Friday and Saturday night. So it's a big group of different events all happening at the same time. So we need, all these good volunteers to help us out to get it going.
There you go. And, of course, it all starts off this coming up Sunday, the Mayfest Serenade. Let's talk about the when and where that's going to be happening this weekend.
Yeah, our serenade's going to be Sunday, January the 13th. It's at 2 o'clock at the beautiful Bobby Dietrich Amphitheater there in Holt Park. And we'll have the BHS band there giving us their kind of midwinter concert at the same time.
All right, and of course, it's a great event that we'll find out who there'll be. Let's talk about, I know we can't find out yet.
Not
to study, but let's talk about the process of how this goes about, how you get these kids to be the kings and queens.
All children of Brenham or even surrounding communities are invited to participate in Mayfest. It's an open event for all of the youth, and so just anyone that's ever participated in the past is considered to be one of the Mayfest royalty, and the board of directors selects from any and all participants that have participated in the Mayfest.
All right, then of course, then they don't, because they don't even know if they're a Mayfest royalty right now, do they?
They do not.
They won't find out until Sunday, which is pretty cool because you can see, their faces in the audience. They go, they light up, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch the youth get excited to see who's going to be named.
Okay, and we'll take last year's royalty, and they'll be announcing this year's royalty as well.
That's correct. We'll have our 2018 royalty there to congratulate and kind of turn the torch over to the 2019 royalty.
And it'll be a little off your shoulders, too, because a little less work for you after last year, right?
That is right. little bit less for our family.
There you go. But, of course, it's coming up, and it all leads into the Mayfest. So if people want to just find out more about Mayfest in general, how do they go about doing that?
We have our website, mayfest.org. That's a great place to start, and that's also where registration opens then the day of the serenade. And then we also have a Facebook Facebook, Instagram, and a Twitter account. So just seek out any of those sources of social media or go directly to our website. And there's tons of information there. Or seek me out or any of our great board of directors. Everyone's full of information with ways to get involved with the Mayfest.
All right. And as people that want to take part in the coronation, be part of the coronation, the dancing, the floats, and everything else, how do they go about doing that again?
That's mayfest.org. There'll be a registration button there starting January 13th.
Is there a cost associated with that?
There's no cost associated with registering to be in it. So, and we have, there's a cost of the costuming, but we do have costume scholarships available. So, we just encourage all of the youth of the community to come out and join us for this fun event.
All right. And, of course, it all, starts off this Sunday when we find out everything. We'll find out what the themes will be. We'll find out who the royalty will be. Everything starts this Sunday.
That's right. Sunday.
And that's, again, let's talk about the when and where that'll be.
That's at 2 o'clock at Holt Park. We begin, and we'll be live on the radio also mm-hmm. for those of you that can't join us that day. And if for some reason the weather turns a little bit south on us, we'll head over to the BHS auditorium there at the high school.
All right, and we'll have plenty of advance warning on that one right here on KWHI as well. All right, Catherine, anything else to go over today?
No, invite everybody to come out to the serenade. And also, there's a little after reception, so we'd invite you all to come there on Sunday the 13th at 2 o'clock at Holt Park. And then following that, we invite everybody to come join us at the Mayfest this year, the first weekend in May, May 3rd and May 4th.
There you go. I'll celebrating that German heritage.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. All right. Thanks for coming in today. Well, I know you're a busy lady, so we'll let you get back on with your other stuff today.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.